And by Carlson School of Management Executive Education at the University of Minnesota. Building strategic capabilities through world-class learning experiences. carlsonschool.umn.edu.
Hear a song on the radio, identify and remember it with your cell phone. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In today's St. Paul Pioneer Press, Julio Ojeda Zapata reviews Nabit, a new service that helps you identify songs, artists, or album names you hear on the radio when the DJ doesn't come through for you. Using special software on your mobile phone, you mark songs you want to remember. Then later, you go to a website where you can view your saved songs and buy them from iTunes or several other online stores. You can also stream songs to your computer if you subscribe to Napster and connect to a database of song lyrics. So far, the free service works in the Twin Cities and San Francisco and is expected to be rolled out to other cities early next year.
Pros of the service is that it's pretty much universal. Works with most recent model handsets, provided they have some kind of data or internet service built in. Works with most of the commercial radio stations in the Twin Cities and in San Francisco, and they're planning to take the service nationwide. It's different from other approaches that help people identify songs they hear on the radio because it's not dependent on a particular voice recognition technology or a particular special piece of equipment you have to buy or anything like that. It's free. It works with what people already have, and it's universal in terms of supporting most of the stations that people are already listening to.
Okay, so what are the downsides of it? What doesn't work so well?
There aren't huge deal breakers. I ran into certain situations where news or talk stations aren't 100% compatible. If you're listening to a talk program or a news program, you can't tag that for future reference because it's sort of a free-form conversational thing. So it's mostly songs that are registered in a database or commercials. There's some incompatibility with a small number of phones because they still have to sort of work those out. There's some minor malfunctions in the tagging, like there's some time delays, but you can solve that by sort of going to the Nabit website and then sort of browsing backward in time. You can look to see what was playing on a station, you know, 2 hours ago or a week ago or whatever.
One problem I would have with it is, frankly, I don't find that much on the radio I really like to listen to as far as music anymore. I mean, I'm not a big commercial radio fan.
Yeah, and I hear you. But for people that are listening to commercial radio, which is in their cars, which is a lot of people, for people that have cell phones, which is virtually everybody, this is kind of a no-brainer.
Nabit is designed to work with commercials as well. What's the idea there?
That's potentially useful for somebody who's in their car, hears a commercial about a product or a service they're interested in, and they're not going to frantically look for pen and paper to write down the particulars. So they can just hit a quick button on their cell phone, then go back and, again, go to the Nabit website, look up their everything they saved, zero in on that commercial, pull down a menu, and then Nabit will zoom them via Google to information about that product.
Julio Ojeda Zapata writes for the St. Paul Pioneer Press. He reviews Nabit in today's paper. And by the way, he says Nabit did not work very well when it came to identifying classical music pieces on KSJN and was tripped up by some songs on The Current. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.